今天呢非常的巧合。
It's very coincidental.
因为呢刚刚今天我们在宣布Ivy将要在27号案例为祭司。
As we just announced that Ivy was going to become ordained to become a priest.
当然我们讲到的系列呢又刚刚好讲到这一段。
And we so happened to come upon this passage this week.
当然我们听到Ivy 能够安立成为祭司，我们都很高兴。
And we're very happy that Ivy is becoming a priest.
但是不要以为这一件事情是一个非常之顺理成章的事情。
But don't think that this was a very smooth process.
教会从耶稣升天到现在2000多年，安立女牧师只不过是近几十年的事情。
The church has been around for more than 2,000 years since Jesus ascended into heaven. But the ordination of women has only been occurring over the past few decades.
女人长期在这女性啊，长期在教会当中的地位都是比较次要的。
Women's position in church has always been rather inferior.
那她们不能够成为安利的牧师不是因为她们不属灵或者没有能力。
They cannot become leaders in the church not because they are not spiritual or do not have the required skills.
那是因为他们是女性。
But because they're females.
虽然到了今天很多的教会已经逐渐的在改正这样的问题。
Although up till now, many churches are gradually making up for their errors.
但是还有很多的教会正在反对女性成为教会的领袖。
There are still many churches and Christians who are against women becoming leaders in the church.
有人听到是女性讲道的时候，他们就不去那个教会听到。
Some people even refuse to go to worship if they hear that it is a female preacher.
那有人认为主持婚礼、圣餐等等一定要是男性。
Some people believe that only males can officiate weddings or lead communion.
在澳洲我也听到过一个组织叫做平等但不同。
In Australia, there's a saying called equal but different.
他们提倡男性和女性的地位是平等的，但是两者是不同的。
It implies that men and women have equal position, but they are different.
所以工作也应该不同。
So their jobs must be different.
但是听上去的确是很合理的。
This seems to be pretty fair.
因为在现实的生活当中呢，男性和女性在生理、在心理各个需要都是不一样的。
Because it's true that in real life that men and women are different both biologically and in terms of their needs.
但是地位是平等的。
But their position in society is equal.
但是当我在预备这个题目的时候，我细细的在看他们的最后想追求的是什么的时候，我就有一个疑问。
But when I was preparing this sermon and I looked closely at the ultimate aim of this saying, I started to have questions.
这个组织它最终的目的是要反对教会案例女的牧师。
The ultimate aim of this saying is to object to the ordination of women as priests.
当我再看看这个放到他们的声明当中的时候，就发现这两个事情上面好像有一点的冲突。
And when we look at this more, we realize that this is actually contradicting itself.
男性和女性地位是平等的。
The position of men and women are equal.
但是为什么因为女性的性别，所以女性就不能够担任教会的领袖呢？
But due to the gender of females, women, why can't women take on leadership roles at church?
那如果因为女性是因为性别而不能安立的话，那还是平等吗？
And if women can't become ordained due to their gender, is this still equal?
当然很多这样的组织他们也有很多的圣经的根据。
Of course, this saying still has a lot of backing from the Bible.
其中一个最重要的段落就是今天我们要看的这段的经文。
And one of the most important passages in their backing is the verse that we're looking at today.
因为今天讲的经文当中啊，十一到十二节啊，刚才讲到，女人总要安静、完全顺服的学习。
Because in verses 11 to 12 it says, women should learn in quietness and full submission.
保罗又不准女人教训男人、辖制男人，男人总要安静啊，女人总要安静。
Paul did not permit women to teach or to assume authority over a man. She must be quiet.
所以呢，就认为女性是不应该成为教会的领袖或者是案例的牧者。
So people think that women shouldn't be leaders or become ordained at church.
那到底这段圣经我们应该怎么样去看呢？
But how should we look at this passage?
很多我们前个月啊去过营会的人呢、啊，都学习了怎么样查经、读圣经、预备资料。
A lot of us may have gone to camp a while back and learned how to study the Bible.
我们知道我们在预备查经的过程当中，我们需要观察经文，注意哪一些是真理的教导，哪一些是真理的应用，在当时的情况。
And we learned that the person preparing the Bible study material must first observe which areas are the key teaching points of the truth and which points can be applied to our lives.
那所以呢，我们要看到底是哪一些事情是针对当时的文化背景的应用，而不是普遍性的一个教导。
So we must look at the passages pertaining to the applications in the culture of the society at that time. And it was not meant to be taught everywhere.
那我们首先用第八节来做一个例子来示范。
So let's use verse 8 as an example.
这里第八节大概，我愿意男人没有愤怒，没有争论，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
Therefore, I want the men everywhere to pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or dispute.
我们看这句话里面呢，我愿意就是说，是保罗的一个期盼，是吧？他盼望有这件事情发生。
The phrase I want indicates the hope of Paul.
保罗期待教会中是和平的。
Paul hoped for peace within the church.
然后呢，保罗在这个经文当中，我们要看到他希望在这个所有的男人要举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
And Paul also heard that all of the men would lift up holy hands and pray everywhere.
今天我们有多少个人祷告的时候是举起手来的？
Right now, how many of us pray and lift up the hands?
那如果我们用字面的解释的话，今天我们不举手祷告就是不圣洁了。
So if we look at the text superficially, then it must be saying that we are not spiritual if we don't lift up our hands during prayer.
那很明显的，保罗在这句话里面，他强调的是祷告的重要性。
But it's pretty obvious that Paul actually wanted to emphasize the importance of prayer.
举起手呢，是当时的文化。
Lifting up your hands was the culture at that time.
因为当时的犹太人祷告是举起手来祷告的。
Because the Jews at the time prayed with hands lifted up.
如果我们把这段经文应用到今天的话呢，就是我们仍然要强调祷告的重要性。
If we apply this passage to our lives today, we must still emphasize the importance of prayer.
但是在应用的时候呢，举手不一定今天仍然是我们的文化。
But lifting our hands to pray may not be part of our culture.
我们再看下一个第九、第十节，可不可以用同样的方法去读呢？
So let's look at verse 9 to 10. Can we use the same method to understand it?
这里讲到，我也愿意女人以端正、娴熟、自律为装饰，不要以卷发、金饰、珠宝或名贵衣裳为装饰，却要以善行做装饰，这才配称为敬畏神的女人。
So I also want the women to dress modestly with decency and propriety, adorning themselves not with elaborate hairstyles of gold or pearls or expensive clothes, but with good deeds appropriate for women who profess to worship God.
这句话中什么是文化，什么是真理呢？
So in this passage, which parts are from the culture and which is talking about the truth?
那很显然的，我们再看下一个，两边分开，真理上面女人要端正，要娴熟，要自律，要善行。
It's obvious that women should be modest, decent, proper, and have good works.
在当时的文化里面呢，很多 不呃行为不端正的女人呢，她们都有那种的表达，就是卷发啦，娴熟这个戴的金饰珠宝或者穿那些名贵的衣服。
But the improper women at that time, what they like to do is they like to braid their hair, wear jewelry and expensive clothes.
啊，今天我们的女性是不是仍然需要端正，要娴熟，要自律，要有善行？
But today's women, do they still need to be modest, decent, proper, and good, and have good works?
嗯，当然是要的。但是今天戴珠宝、戴金饰，是不是就代表不圣洁、不属灵的呢？
Well, they do need to be all those things, but does it mean that today, if they wear jewelry or expensive clothes, does that mean that they're improper?
我想我们今天是在文化的另一个层面去表达一个女性的庄重和一个不庄重。
I think that in our current culture today, we express whether a woman is proper or improper on another cultural level instead of these.
甚至那我们的华人传统的华人社会和西方的社会当中，对于一个女性的庄重和不庄重都可能有一点点的分别。
Even in today's age, there are different ways to express properness in Western and Chinese societies.
那我们再看下去到十一到十五节啊，怎么样去理解这几节经文呢？
So let's look at verse 11 to 15.
女人应该安静而又完全顺服的学习，我不准女人教训男人，辖制男人啊，女人总要安静，因为先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃，不是亚当受了引诱，而是女人受了引诱，现在过犯里。
A woman should learn in quietness and full submission. I do not permit a woman to teach or to assume authority over a man. She must be quiet. For Adam was formed first, then Eve, and Adam was not the one deceived. It was the woman who was deceived and became a sinner.
很多人就这样简单的看成，女人要完全顺服男人。女人不准辖制或者管男人啊，只可以男人管女人。
Many people simply interpret this as women must completely submit to men. Women must not teach or control men, and only men can control women.
因为神先造亚当，女人是后来造的，所以只是帮助亚当的，是帮助者而已。第一点。
Because God first made Adam and then He made Eve to help Adam, so Eve was just like a helper.
那还有呢，是女人先受诱惑犯罪的啊，证明呢女人比男人容易跌倒，所以呢不适合做教会领袖。
Also, it was the woman who was first tempted into sin, demonstrating that women are more likely to sin than men, and are therefore unsuitable to be leaders of the church.
今天还有很多人有这样的思想。
There are still many people who think like this.
我就去过一些华人的教会啊，这个讲台上面女性是不准站上来的，不要说讲道。
Ben's been to some Chinese churches who do not even allow women to be on stage.
那一般弹琴的事情都是女性嘛，姐妹们嘛，那怎么办呢？
But quite often the pianist is female. So what happens?
他们就把钢琴放得远一点，女性在那边站。
So they put the piano really far away, so they're not actually on the stage.
那我们怎么样来正确的看待这几节经文？
So how do we actually correctly look at this passage?
首先我们看看在当时女性在社会当中的背景资料。
First, let's look at the background information on women in their society at that time.
在当时是一个男性主导的社会，女性连接受教育的机会或者资格都没有。
At that time, it was a male-orientated society. Women were even denied the opportunity to become educated.
他们能够学的什么呢？学做家务。
Well, at most, you know, they would just learn how to do housework.
那所以呢，普遍来说呢，女性在知识层面上面是非常低的。
And therefore, women were commonly very lowly educated.
但是另一方面，在以弗所这个地方啊，在他的社会上面呢，以弗所最大的一个神庙呢是敬拜女神的。
And another factor was that in Ephesus, the biggest shrine there was a shrine to worship of a female god.
这个女神的希腊名字呢，打游戏的人可能都会听过，叫做亚提米斯。
The Greek name for this god was called Artemis.
那么罗马名字就是现在英文名字呢，叫做戴安娜。
And the Roman name is Diana.
那庙里面呢，祭司呢都是女性。
And the temple priests were all female.
这些女性管理着非常影响力大的这种的神庙神殿。
And these women supervised this very influential temple.
而这以弗所的教会，基督教的教会呢，是一个刚刚开始的一个信仰的群体。
But the church in Ephesus was only just starting, and it only consisted of a small group of people.
他们很可能也会被这个社会上很多这样的影响啊，风气啊，影响到他们的思想。
And it was very likely that they may have been influenced by the culture at that time.
所以呢，可能教会当中也有一些的女性就学着其他的神庙啊一样，就是在教会当中来专权。
So many females in the church just kind of copied the other religions in other temples and gave complete power to the males.
保罗写这段话的时候是针对以弗所这样一个背景。
Paul was dealing with a church in such a situation.
我们仔细再看清楚第十一节。
Let's look at verse 11 more closely.
女人应该安静而又完全顺服的学习。
Let a woman learn in silence with full submission.
仔细的看清楚，保罗有没有说女人要完全顺服男性去学习？
Look closely, Paul did not say women must completely submit to men to learn.
似乎好像是那些男人自以为是的把自己加进去。
It's almost as if the men being full of themselves added themselves in.
基督徒女性要顺服谁？要学习谁？
Who should Christian women submit to and who should they learn from?
他们要顺服神的带领，要学习基督的样式。
They must submit to God's guidance and learn from Jesus' example.
男性也要啊。
Guys must also do that.
保罗这句话是针对当时的女性，因为他们没有学习的权利。
Paul was talking about the fact that women did not have the right to learn at that time.
所以保罗说女性基督徒也应该和男性一样有同等学习的权利，而且要完全顺服神的情况之下去学习。
And Paul was saying that female Christians should have the same right to learn as male Christians, and the learning must be completely submitted to God's guidance.
保罗在这里没有指出男人也要学习啊，要顺服，因为男人本身就有这个权利了。
Paul didn't point out that men must also learn because they already had the right to do so at that time.
我们再看下一节十二节，这里讲到我不准女人教训男人，辖制男人，女人总要安静。
Verse 12 it says, I permit no woman to teach or to have authority over man. She is to keep quiet.
这是针对教会当中那些的风气啊，要学以弗所的神庙一样啊，女性要争取这种信仰群体的控制权。
This was in regards to the culture at that time that women were fighting over authority.
我们现在用的新译本比较好，如果你是用旧的和合本的话呢，里面翻译成我不准女人讲道。
In one of the versions of the Bible, it actually says, I do not allow women to preach.
那这是错误的翻译哈，新译本比较好，这里翻到是教训或者是辖制。
That is the wrong translation, and this translation is better because it says to have authority.
意思是说，保罗不准女性在教会当中的地位是高过男性的，不准控制男性。
This means that Paul does not allow the position of a female to be above that of a male and control them.
这并不代表女性在教会的地位中就是低过男性。
This does not mean that the position of females are lower than that of men.
因为在男女的地位权利上是平等的，女的不能高过男的，男的同时也不能高过女的。
So in the positions in terms of male and female, male should not be higher than women, and women should not be higher than men.
这节经文是针对当时的以弗所教会受到其他的宗教影响，女性成为了主导力量啊，是因为当时的性别不同出现的问题。
So this was in terms of the imbalance between female and male power at that time.
我们再看第十三节，因为先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃。
Let's look at verse 13. It was for Adam was formed first, then Eve.
创世纪告诉我们说，先造男的，后造女的，造男和造女是有先后的分别的。
It was said that Adam was formed first, then Eve was formed, so there was a sequential order of creation.
但这并不代表男的就比女的更完美。
But this does not mean that men are more perfect than females.
因为神造亚当之后，看他一人独居不好。
So, because after God created Adam, he saw that he was lonely and that it was not good.
也就是说，一个男人的时候，他是有缺陷的。
So, which means that a guy on his own has faults.
所以才造了女性来帮助，来完全对人的创造。
So, God created a female to complete this creation.
对人类来说，创造是有先后的，男女的先后，但是地位是一样的。
So, in terms of creation, there is a sequential sequence, but in terms of power or status, they are the same.
没有女性的人类是不好的，因为男人独居不好。
A society without females is not good, because guys can't really live on their own.
没有男性的人类呢，也不合神的创造。
And a society without guys is not according to God's will in terms of creation.
一个完美的创造是什么样？是有男的，有女的，大家平等，互补不足的，才是一个完美的人类创造。
A perfect creation, human creation, is that when guys and girls both help each other fulfill what they lack.
好，我们再看下去啊，十四节。
In verse 14.
不是亚当受了诱惑，而是女人受了引诱，陷在过犯里。
Adam was not the one deceived, it was the woman who was deceived.
我们先看看，有很多人呢、问一个问题，在以弗所书第五章里面，这里不讲到过说，你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，因为丈夫是妻子的头。
Many people may ask and refer to Ephesians chapter 5, and it says wives should submit to their husbands because husbands are the head of the wife.
首先我们要清楚的一点就是，这节经文以弗所里面的经文是针对家庭内男女不同的角色。
Firstly, we must be aware that this passage in Ephesians is dealing with the roles of men and women within a family as husbands and wives.
那是丈夫和妻子，神造男再造女，组成了家庭，然后生养众多。
So as husbands and wives, God created men, then women, and made them a family and to reproduce.
男和女的有不同的角色，这样就完美了神的创造。
The different roles of men and women perfect.God's creation.
所以在家庭当中，妻子要顺服丈夫，同时丈夫要爱妻子。
So in a family, women must submit to their husbands, and at the same time, husbands must love their wives.
这和教会有点不一样。
This is different to the church.
那我们一会儿再谈教会的什么不一样。
So we'll talk about what's different for the church later.
我们回到家庭是创世纪第二章当中的创造，男女平等的在第二章男女平等，但是呢，男女是不一样的。
Families are the creation of Genesis chapter 2, and it's an equalness for men and women existed then.
在第二点就是为什么现实当中的男女又不是这么理想的呢？
So why is it in reality that women and men are not equal?
不理想的原因是因为当人类进入创世纪第三章最进入了这个世界的时候，男女本来的平等就开始被破坏了。
This is not like it's not equal right now in our world, because in Genesis 3, sin entered the world and it disrupted the balance between men and women.
啊、就是第十四节说的，不是亚当受了引诱，而是女人受了引诱，陷在过犯里。女人先犯罪，并诱惑了亚当也犯罪，这是一个事实。
So in verse 14 it says, Adam was not the one deceived, it was the woman who was deceived and became a sinner, and then she tempted Adam into sinning too.
但这又并不代表女人的罪就比男人更重。
But this does not mean that the sins of females are greater than that of men.
因为在创世纪第二章已经建立了家庭，在家庭当中，丈夫要好好的带领妻子。
Because women are family, men must lead their wives well.
当亚当作为一个家庭的领袖，妻子犯罪的时候，他不阻止他犯罪，还自己去跟着去犯罪。
Adam as the family's leader.Not only did he not stop his wife from committing the sin, but he also joined in to sin as well.
所以算起来的话，男人可能更不负责任，是不是？
So when we look at it like this, maybe men are even more to blame.
男女都因为对这些的罪受到不同的惩罚。
Both men and women receive different punishments for this.
男人要终身劳苦才有的吃。
Men must work for their whole lives in order to eat.
女人的惩罚什么？要在痛苦当中来到生产儿女，并且要被丈夫管辖。
So women must suffer pain in childbirth, and they must also be governed by their husbands.
是罪的结果导致了要被丈夫管辖，罪使到男女的平等地位受到了冲击。
It is sin that led to the imbalance between this.Status of men and women.
男女的不平等是罪的结果，不是一个理所当然的结果。
The imbalance of men and women are the result of sin, and it's not, in fact, a way of life.
所以，如果我们总结第十一到十四节的话，我们可以这样的来讲。
So when we summarize verse 11 to 14.
保罗在对以弗所的教会说女人们，你们在教会里要像男人一样的去学习真理。
Paul is saying to the Ephesian church, women must learn the truth just like men.
因为先造亚当，但是神看见他一个人不好，所以才造夏娃去补足的。
Because God first made Adam and saw that one wasn't enough, so he made Eve.
男女两个是平等的地位。
Men and women both have equal standings.
所以呢，他在针对以弗所的女性的姐妹的时候呢，他就这样讲，他说：“更何况啊，在犯罪的过程当中，是女人先受了诱惑的。”
And when he was talking to the Ephesian women, he was saying that it was in fact the female that was tempted first.
所以以弗所的女人们，你们不要看自己的地位是高过男人的。
So he told the Ephesian women that you should not view your position as higher than that of men.
因为两性的地位是平等的。
Because both genders are equal.
保罗是在针对以弗所教会面对有关女性权利问题而写的这段话，这不代表男性在教会的地位是高于女性。
So Paul wrote this passage in order to deal with the women's in the Ephesian church, but this does not mean that the position of men within the church was higher than that of females.
我们再看十五节，就能从十五节当中看到家庭和教会之间男女性别的不同之处。
And in verse 15, we can see that the differences in genders in terms of families and churches.
那我们刚才讲了，家庭呢是人犯罪堕落之前的创造，是在创世纪第二章的。
So we saw that family was created in Genesis chapter 2 before sin came into the lives of people.
家庭出现的目的是要让人或者让神的创造更完美，让人可以去享受神的创造。
The purpose of family is to make God's creation even more perfect and to let people enjoy God's creation even more.
所以呢，男女有别各有分工。
So men and women are different and each have their own roles.
虽然在犯罪之后有 不平等的男女关系出现，但是我们要追求的不是犯罪之后的这种模式，而是回到最初最原来的那个男女结合的模式。
Although there was imbalance after sin, we should still seek to return to the very beginning of creation when men and women were equal.
这就是家庭当中的平等地位，但不同责任。
And that is to have equal power in family, but different roles.
至于教会呢，和家庭是完全不一样的目的，不一样的功能。
As for churches, they have a completely different aim and role to families.
家庭是为了创世纪第二章神起初的创造，也就是说，不论你信不信耶稣，家庭对人都是有正面的好处的。
Families is for the creations in Genesis 2, and it doesn't matter whether you believe in Jesus or not, but families always have a positive meaning to people.
而教会的出现存在是针对创世纪第三章人类犯罪之后我们需要救赎的这个目的。
And churches deal with the fact in Genesis 3 after sin came into the world that people sinned and they now need salvation.
教会是一个信仰的群体，只有信的人才会加入教会，才会得蒙救赎。
The church is a body of faith and only people who believe will join the church and become saved.
在加拉太书第三章，打开看看。这里讲到你们所有受洗归入基督的人都是披戴基督的，并不分犹太人或希腊人，做奴仆的或自由人，男的或女的，因为你们在基督里都成为一体了。
As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There's no longer Jew or Greek. There's no longer slave or free. There's no longer male or female. All of you are in Christ Jesus.
同样是保罗写的同一本书同样是他的手笔。
This was also written by Paul.
如果应用到今天的社会当中，就是你在公司里面可能上司你的上司就是你的上司，下属就是下属。
So when we apply this to our real lives, maybe in a company, your boss is your boss, and the employee is the employee.
但是在教会当中，在这个信仰群体当中，没有上司，没有下属，只有弟兄姐妹。
But in the church, in the body of faith, there is no employer or employee, only brothers and sisters.
在家庭当中，男人是头，要带领家庭，要爱妻子。
In a family, men are the head and are the head of the family and must lead the family and love the wife.
女人是身体，要顺服丈夫，要帮助丈夫。
Women are the body of the family and must submit to the husband and help the husband.
但在教会当中，来到教会的时候，没有地位，没有性别的分别，因为我们都是一样的得救的人。
But when it comes to church, there's no difference in status or gender, we're all the same, and we're all people who've been saved.
人是怎么样得救的？
How do people become saved?
十五节说，女人要是存着信心、爱心、圣洁、自律，在她的生育的事上面，就必定能得救。
In verse 15, it says, "Women will be saved through childbearing if they continue in faith, love, holiness, and propriety."
生育的痛苦，生育就是罪。的结果是神给女性的惩罚，所以这里指的就是罪的惩罚。
The pain of childbirth was the result of sin, so this is talking about sin.
女人要在罪当中得救，靠什么？靠这里讲的信心、爱心、圣洁、自律。
So in order for females to be saved from sin, then they need faith, love, and holy propriety.
保罗在这里。没有说男人要信心、爱心、圣洁、自律才能得救啊。
Paul did not say that men also need faith, love, and holy propriety to be saved.
难道男人就不需要这一些了吗？
So does that mean men don't need these?
那很明显的不是这样。
Obviously not.
因为保罗这一段正是针对当时教会女性 出现的问题。
Because Paul was simply dealing with the problem of women having authority problems with men at the church at that time.
好，所以我想最后我们看到的就是在家庭当中，我们的性别有不同，功能有不同，但是地位是平等的。
So lastly, in families, genders and roles are different, but status is equal.
但在教会当中，每一个人都是平等的，女人不能高过男人，男人不能高过女人。
And in church, everyone is equal. Women must not be higher than men, and men must not be higher than women.
那教会当中到底谁应该做领袖呢？
Then who should be leaders in the church?
是男人还是女人呢？
Men or women?
我想神不是这样看的。
I don't think God thinks like that.
因为神给了不同的人有不同的恩赐。
Because God gave everyone different gifts.
在教会中谁做领袖，谁做不同的侍奉，不是按性别，而是按恩赐。
In church, who becomes a leader and who does what role is not based on gender, but on gifts.
所以我期待大家再回到各自的小组当中，继续去讨论啊性别的不同，对今天我们的教会或者社会上啊还有什么冲击，我们怎么样可以正面的去看待。
So I hope that as people go back to their cell groups, you will continue to discuss the differences in gender and its impact on society and the churches of today.